Our prophet simply the best. Our prophet simply the best. Our prophet simply the best. Our prophet simply the best.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabijallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the final prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, من صلى علي في يوم مئة مرة قضى الله له مئة حاجة سبعين منها لآخرته وثلاثين منها لدنيا. Translation: Whoever sends salat upon me 100 times a day, Allah Almighty will fulfill 100 of his needs, 70 of them regarding the hereafter, and 30 of this world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to another episode of Silsila, Our Prophet, Simply the Best, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam an elevated rank on which He has not granted to any other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conferred upon Him the verse. The translation from Kanzul Iman is, and we have exalted your remembrance for you. Another verse of the Quran tells us the dignified rank of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and indeed your Lord will soon give you so much that you will be pleased. Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, Khuda ki riza chahte hain do alam. Khuda chahta hai Rizai Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and it is said in the Holy Quran. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and indeed the latter is better for you than the former. According to the tafsir of Siratul Jinan, it is stated that the scholars have said that Allah has promised with this ayah that He will raise the status of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam every day. Subhanallah. Allah has made His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam as the seal of prophets. He is the final prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And He, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, made Him distinct in every aspect. There is no comparison to Him throughout the episodes. One thing that we do come across is that there is no comparison to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. You take the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, there is no comparison. You take His parents, His appearance, His attributes, His miracles, there is no comparison of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He was granted all the attributes and miracles of the previous prophets alayhi wasallam, and He was granted more than them. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the ayahs that we just heard, they reveal the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned throughout the glorious Quran. In actual fact, the reality is that each and every verse of the glorious Quran speaks of the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam because He is the Habib of Allah azza wa jal. This Quran is known as Kalamullah, meaning the Kalam of Allah azza wa jal. And when Quran speaks the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and this Quran is Kalam of Allah azza wa jal, this essentially means that Allah Himself is praising His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Then when the Abd of Allah azza wa jal, when he praises Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he supplicates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by sending durood and salam upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah becomes so pleased that He multiplies the reward. The final Prophet of Allah Almighty sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whosoever sends one salat, meaning one durood upon me, Allah Almighty sends 10 blessings, rahmat, upon that person. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam further says, whoever sends 10 salat, durood upon me, Allah Almighty sends 100 blessings upon that person. And whosoever sends salat upon me 100 times, Allah Almighty writes between his eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and the fire of hell, and will place him amongst the martyrs on the day of judgment. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, when we talk about this dunya, we get paid as much as we work for. We work for 1 hour, we get paid for 1 hour. We work for 5 hours, we get paid for 5 hours. Even if someone works overtime, he has to work 8 hours first before he can work overtime. Even then, the return is 1.5 times or maximum 2 times. But look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, look at the mercy of Allah azza wa jal upon the individual who reads durood only once. But the return, the reward is 10 times. The individual who read 10 times, the reward is 10 times of that. That is 100 times. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is endless. And He blesses those with His mercy who reads durood upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, if you remember the hadith that got mentioned, it doesn't end at that point. The last part of the hadith says, whosoever said salat upon me 100 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes between his eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and the fire of hell, and he will place him, meaning the one who reads durood upon the most beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam will receive salvation on the day of judgment. And it doesn't end at that point. His status is raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that he will be placed amongst the martyrs. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is a unique quality of Habib of Allah, that is Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has himself ordered in the Quran to send durood and salam upon the most beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in abundance. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, if you read Quran, when it comes to sending salutations upon different prophets alayhimus salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, salamun ala Ibrahim, peace be upon Ibrahim. Salamun ala Musa wa Harun, peace be upon Musa and Harun. Salamun ala Ilyasin, peace be upon Ilyas alayhi salam. And towards the end of Surah Safat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wassalamun ala al-mursaleen, translation from Kanzul Iman, and peace is upon the noble messengers. But when it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when it comes to the Habib of Allah azza wa jal sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when it comes to the final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only sends salam but also sends durood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, indeed, Allah and His angels send blessings on the conveyor of the unseen, that is Prophet. O believers, you too send blessings and abundant salutations upon him. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, if you pay close attention to the blessed words of the Holy Quran, in the first part of the ayah, it says, indeed, Allah and His angels are sending durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In the next half of this ayah, Allah Kareem is commanding the believers, Muslims, that O believers, send durood, but not only durood, send salam as well, not once, not twice, but in abundance, in large quantity. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this ayah, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Scholars have said that this ayah is a clear naat, this is a clear praise of the most beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, Hakim ul-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, says, this blessed ayah, that is the ayah of durood, is an obvious na'at of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In this ayah, people with iman, faith, have been commanded to send salat, and the interesting fact is that Allah Almighty has issued various commands in the glorious Quran. For example, offer salah, observe sawm, perform hajj, etc. But Allah Almighty did not mention anywhere that I and my angels also perform this action. So, O people with iman, you should also perform it. This has only been said for salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. If there is any action that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala performs angels also perform, and Muslims have been commanded to perform it, then it is only setting salat upon the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, just as the moon becomes the focal point of the entire creation, so too the radiant moon of Medina is the focal point of the entire creation as well as the creator himself. Mu'mino padte raho, tum apne aqa par durood, hai farishton ka wazifa, as-salatu was-salam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, when you read the poetry of Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, and Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Mawlana Ilyas Qadri Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, you realize it right away that this poetry is written with true love and devotion. And even in their poetry, they're sending countless salutations upon the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Sallam. They're sending countless durood upon the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Sallam. Imam of Ahl Sunnah writes, Kaabe ke badrud ja, tum pe karoro durood, Taiba ke shamsud duha, tum pe karoro durood, Shafi'i roze jaza, tum pe karoro durood, Dafi'i jumla bala, tum pe karoro durood, Zaat hui intikhab, Wasf hui la jawab, Naam hua Mustafa, tum pe karoro durood, zaat hui intikhab, you were chosen, wasf hui la jawab, your qualities are matchless, naam hua Mustafa, your name is Mustafa, meaning the chosen one, tum pe karoro durood, countless salutations, countless durood upon you, O beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, kyun kahun bekas hu main, kyun kahun bebas hu main, tum ho, main tum par fida, tum pe karoro durood. The devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Amir Ahl Sunnat Maulana Ilyas Qadri Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, he writes, Tajdari Haram, ay Shahin Shahidi, tum pe har dam karoro durood o salam, ho karam mujh pe ya Sayyid al Mursaleen, tum pe har dam karoro durood o salam, dono alam mein koi bhi tum sa nahi, sab haseeno se badhkar ke tum ho haseen, قاسم رزق رب العلا ہو تمہیں تم پہ ہر دم کروڑوں درود و سلام. My dear viewers of Madani channel, one thing that we should be clear about is that when we talk about salat and we refer to that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending salat, means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His mercy. And when referred to the angels, it means supplication of mercy. My dear viewers of Madani channel, when we talk about this ayah, a question comes into the mind. Allah is forever. Since when is Allah sending His durood upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? The answer is, only Allah knows. But in Tafsir Siratul Jinan, it is stated the word yusalluna means forever. It is stated in Tafsir Siratul Jinan that Imam Sahal bin Muhammad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated that with the ayah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ, the honor given to Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is greater than the honor given to Prophet Adam alayhi salam. When the angels prostrated, it is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be part of that. On the contrary, when it comes to sending durood upon beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allah is informing us about Himself and the angels. Hence the honor granted to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is greater than the honor given to Prophet Adam alayhi salam. It is through the sadaqah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that because of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends rahmat upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as well. It is stated in Surah Ahzab verse number 43. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, it is He who sends blessings upon you, and so do His angels, so that He may bring you out from darkness into light, and He's most merciful upon the Muslims. My dear viewers of Madani channel, it is written under the tafsir of this ayah that when the ayah of durood, meaning the ayah Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, was revealed, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu humbly stated that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when Allah grants you any honor or prestige or status, He grants us too through your sadaqah. And at that time, this ayah was revealed that it is Allah who sends blessings upon you, and His angels seek forgiveness for you, so that Allah, through His rahmat and due to the du'as of the angel, Allah will grant you the nur of hidayat. Scholars have said under this ayah that its meaning is not limited to only the companions, but it encompasses all the Muslims with a good news that Allah is Rahim. This is the uniqueness of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that through the sadaqah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, this ummah will be the first one to enter paradise, to enter Jannah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the recitation of durood upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a means of attaining blessings. Recitation of durood becomes a compensation of minor sins. It becomes the reason of highest status. The one who reads durood in his book of deeds, a reward of qiraat is written for him, and qiraat is equivalent to the mountain of Uhud. Recitation of durood becomes a reason for success in this dunya and akhirah. Once Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, how much durood should I send upon you? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam answered, whatever amount you wish. The companion replied, Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied, a quarter? In other words, he would spend three quarters of his time in other recitations and one quarter of the time in the recitation of durood. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam answered, whatever amount you wish, but if you increase its recitation, it would be better. Hazrat Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala then asked, half of my time? And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam replied the same. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala then eventually submitted that my entire time will be dedicated to the recitation of durood. That is, I will recite only durood instead of other recitations and du'as. To this, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, this will be sufficient for all your sadness and grief, and it will erase your sins. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, durood becomes a means of gaining happiness and erasing of our sins. Problems are resolved through the recitation of durood, my dear viewers of Madani channel. Sayyidina Shaykh Musa Zarir rahmatullahi ta'ala states that I was traveling with a group of people in a ship. All of a sudden, the ship was overtaken by a storm and started shaking. We were sure that the ship will sink shortly and we will all die. In the meanwhile, I felt drowsy and fell asleep for a few moments. I saw that the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam blessed me with his vision in my dream and recited durood tunajina and said to me, you and your companions should recite this salat 1,000 times. When I woke up, I gathered all my friends and started reciting this salat. We had recited it only 300 times and the storm started to settle down and it gradually stopped. Sea surface became normal and all those boarded on the ship attained salvation by the virtue of this durood. What is this durood? Durood tunajina. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin salatan tunajjina biha min jami'il ahwali wal afat wa taqdi lana biha jami'al hajat wa tutahhiruna biha min jami'is sayyi'at wa tarfa'una biha a'la ad-darajat wa tuballighuna biha aqsal ghayat min jami'il khayrati fil hayati wa ba'da al-mamat innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this recitation of durood is a means of success in the hereafter as well. It is a fact that through the izn, permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam knows the individual who has recited durood upon him. My dear viewers of Madani channel, in this dunya, we work at a job. We want to be close to the director of the organization. If everyone in the surrounding knows that we are close to the director, we think that we are very resourceful. We know that once we are close to him, our chances of getting promoted through the ranks is much more higher. If we run into any issues, the director of the organization is going to help me. But remember, this is all dunya. One of the greatest challenges that we will be facing, will that be of the akhirat on the day of judgment? Will that be of the accountability on the day of judgment? On that day, the person who will open the doors of shafa'at, who will open the doors of intercession through the izn of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be our last Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Because he has been granted the shafa'at kubra, the greatest shafa'at. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has the authority given to him by Allah to take his ummah into paradise. Our worldly mind immediately tells us that he is the one whom we need to be close to on the day of judgment. Guess what is the way of being close to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment? It is stated in Tirmizi, the well-known book of hadith. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, أولى الناس بيوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة. Meaning, the closest to me amongst the people on the day of judgment will be the one who sends the most salat upon me. If we want to be close to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment, then we need to send salat and salam upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, there's a durood which one can read to make the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wajib for him. Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam has said, whoever said the following durood, my intercession becomes wajib for him. What is that durood? The durood is, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa anzilhu al-maq'ada al-muqarraba indaka yawm al-qiyamah. And you can read it all at once too. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa anzilhu al-maq'ada al-muqarraba indaka yawm al-qiyamah. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, another way to ensure that we get the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, we get shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, is by reading durood on the day of Friday. Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam has said, Man salla alayya yawm al-jum'ati kanat shafa'atun lahu indi yawm al-qiyama. Meaning, whoever sends salat upon me on the day of Friday, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar, my dear viewers of Madani channel. No matter which gathering we are in, we should make sure that we remember Allah and recite durood upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in that gathering. We should not have anything to do with those gatherings in which Allah and his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is not remembered. Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, the people who sit in such a gathering in which Allah Almighty is not remembered, nor do they send salat ala nabi upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, such a gathering will be a cause of regret for them on the day of judgment. So if Allah Almighty wills, he will punish them. And if he wills, he may pardon them. We, my dear viewers of Madani channel, as a devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, need to make sure our gatherings are always filled with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam by remembering his blessed name. We should avoid those gatherings in which Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's name is not mentioned with respect or not mentioned at all. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the month of Rabiul Awwal is the month of the birthday of our last Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And when it is someone's birthday, our tradition is we usually buy gift to give it to him. Now it is our birthday of our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We should present a gift to him in his blessed court as well. The question is, he's the owner of Jannah, he's the owner of earth. We have heard about this in our previous episodes. What gift can we present in the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? My dear viewers of Madani channel, the gift that we can present in the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the intention that starting today, I will not miss any salah, inshallah azza wa jal. Starting today, I will not miss any fast of Ramadan, inshallah azza wa jal. Starting today, if there is zakat that is due upon me, I will pay my zakat as well. I will send a gift of all these good intentions along with recitation of durood and salam every day, inshaAllah azza wa jal. If Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would bless us with one blessed sight, all of our problems will be resolved. Worries, issues will be gone. قسمت میں لاکھ پیچ ہوں، سو بل ہزار کج، یہ ساری گتھی ایک تیری سیدھی نظر کی ہے. Recitation of درود will benefit us. Our problems will be resolved. Our illnesses will be cured. Our dunya will be better. Our akhirat will be better. The list can go on and on of the benefits of reading durood. Our Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya has given us a pious deed in daily Nek Amal card. That pious deed is to read durood 313 times daily upon the last Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has been going on for centuries and will continue till the end of the world. Even on the day of judgment, our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam will be praised. We all know about Maqam Mahmood that will be granted to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Scholars have written books on the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam for 1400 years, and not in one language, in many languages. Praise of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam exists in all languages. Someone has beautifully said, Zindagiya khatm hui aur qalam toot gaye, par tere ausaf ka ik baab bhi pura na hua. Dildar bade aaye, محبوب بڑے دیکھے، جو دیکھے سب ان کے قدموں میں پڑے دیکھے. ارباب نظر کو کوئی ایسا نہ ملے گا، بندے تو بہت مل جائیں گے، آقا نہ ملے گا. تاریخ اگر ڈھونڈے گی ثانی یا محمد، ثانی تو بڑی چیز ہے، سایہ نہ ملے گا. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us true love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin nabijil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Our Prophet simply the best. Our Prophet simply the best. Our Prophet simply the best. Our Prophet simply the best.